We're learning Masech the Shamas, Daf Samachesim and Aleph. The top of the Amid has the end of the Mishnah, which says, it's coming off the Mishnah that says that Yedei Shehu Shamas Vasa Malachas Harbe Veshabasas Harbe Chayav Kol Av Malacha Umalacha. Someone who knows that it's Shabbos and he does a Malacha B'Shigas Malachas is in of Chilik Malachas and is Chayav for each Malacha separately. As opposed to if he did it b'shigas Shabbos, then he's only chayav one for all the malachas. And that the Gemara says, if you do a lot of malachas me'ein malacha achas, you only chayav one. There's no chilik malachas when you do a lot of malachas me'ein malacha achas. And Rashi explains that it means two toldos of the same av. Two toldos of the same av is only chayav one chatas. Two toldos of two different avas are chayav two chatas. Two toldos of the same av is chayiv, the same chatas, because the av malacha and all it's told us are all the same, like the same malacha. Now there's a Gemara later that Vayin Heim and Beis on the next Mishnah, which says, Re'elu avas malachas abom chaser achas. And the Gemara there says, Elu is lefukah from Rabbi Lezer, it's mechayiv al toldah makamat. Rabbi Lezer holds yichayiv and a toldah, when you do a toldah and av yichayiv, a toldah are separate. And that Mishnah is Lafukei. It says, Re'elu avas malachas, these 39 avas malachas, to tell you that you're not chayav and a toldo makamav. So Taisus there asks a kasha, that why do we need that for? We already know it from this Mishnah. This Mishnah already says, Oysa malachas harbe me'im malacha achas in a chayav alachas. So Taisus says to Teretz that when you have two toldos of the same av, that's what this Mishnah means. It's you did kama malachas me'im malacha achas, it means two toldos of the same av. So that's chayiv one. But when you do an av and a tolda, you might think that you're chayiv two. That's Rabbi Lezer. Kamashmal, even an av and a tolda, you're also only chayiv one. It has to be two different aves, or two toldas from two different aves. But it doesn't make a difference if it's two tolda from the same av, or an av and its tolda, they're both chayiv achas. But that's why you need two mishnayis. So in the Chedusha of Shmuel Bavakamasim and Beis, Zayin, says, you see from Taisus that you said that two toldas, it's more pashit that you chayiv one than an av and its tolda. Even if we know that two toldas of the same av is chayiv one, but an av and its tolda, you would think a chayiv two. And the Rambam is also mavur that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, says, Oysa av toldas of belamachad in a chayiv alachatas achas, ve'ein sarach leima oysa tal toldas harbe shalav echot shen a chayiv alachatas achas. You do an av and a tolda, you chayiv one. And ain't sarach leima, multiple toldas in the same av, that's zuchi yichayiv one. Shmuzowski asks, you see from Avram ben Arambam, there's a shtickle from Avram ben Arambam, I don't want to be marich so much, but there's a shtickle from Avram ben Arambam that says that even though the Gemara says the av and the toldas chayiv one, not like Rabbi Lezer, but maybe two toldas from the same av is chayiv twice. You see, he held fakert, that even if you say an av and a toldas chayiv one, but two toldas in the same av, maybe it would be a svara to be chayiv twice. It says, our svara is afuchis. As long as Shmuel is asking, is a svara lakan or lakan? There's a svara to say that two toldas are mamish the same. They're both toldas of tzira. They're both toldas of charisha. They're both toldas of the av. So the mamish the same thing. Now, shenken an av and a tolda, maybe there's a difference. One's an av and one's a tolda. Maybe there's a chilik. Here a chilik between them. This is the av, this is the tolda. Kamash one, they're also the same. That's a pshat, vein tzarech loyma. That's a pshat what Taisa says, even though we know from this Mishnah, me'ein malacha achas, two toldas from the same av, it's only chayiv one, but av and a tolda, maybe they're different. But there's a svar the other way. Because Rashi and Bava Kamadav Beis, when the Gemara says that when you do a tolda and av, you're only chayiv one, Rashi says you're only chayiv one on the av, but on the tolda, you're not chayiv. It's a tremendous chiddush. Not the pshat that they're the same, that Yechayiv one. But the pshat is, the chiv of the tolda becomes bottled to the chiv of the av. So maybe you'll say, Azai, that when you have the av and the tolda, even though they're somewhat different, but the tolda becomes like bottled to the av, Yechayiv and the av, and none of the tolda. By Shengi and two toldas, they don't become bottled to each other. So maybe they Yechayiv shtayim. You see, there's a svar lekan ulekan. That's Steiner of Shul Wazowski. Maybe we'll get to it in future sugyas. There's one more aura here, is that the Rambam seems to learn differently in the Mishnah. The Rambam would have a different teretz on Taisus Kasha. And the Taisus Kasha was And the Gemara in the Ayin Ayim and Beis learns from the later Mishnah that Ha'elu Avis Malachas Abom Chaser Achas Lafuki Rabbi Lezer. We already know Lafuki Rabbi Lezer from this Mishnah. But the Rambam learns that this Mishnah is not talking about Toldos B'chlal. The Rambam's in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Shkogos in Perek Zayin. And the Rambam makes a chiluk. You have the Av, you have 39 Avis, you have the Toldos, and you have the Me'ain of the Avis. A lot of Malachas have a Me'ain of the Avis, like Bishul and Afiyah, he says. Like Zriya and Netiya. He has by Zereya that Zriya and Netiya, Havracha, Harkova, Zaymer, he learns they're all Avis. We'll see in the Gemara later. Pashas that told us, but the Rambam learns they're all Avis. But they're not different Avis, they're the same Av. They're like a Ko-Av. Not clear what the halachic difference between being another Av of the same Malacha or being a Toldot Malacha. But that's what the Rambam holds. And the Rambam brings it different. The Rambam says, Aisa Avat Toldos Balmachan and Chayav Chadisachas, Vain Tzorch Lehim, Aisa Toldos Harbish Alav Echot. Perek Zayin Malacha Hei. Then later in Perek Zayin Malacha Zayin, he says, Also Malachas Har became Malacha Achas, and Shazorah, Venotah, Vehivich, Vehirkav, Velamechad, and Echayav Alachat Asachas. And that's what he means, Malachas Har became Malacha Achas, but they're all Avais. If I inspire the Lachasham, it's Avais, that told us, and Malachas Shem ain't Avais. So it's a different thing. It's different Avais, but they're all the same Malacha. Now Shmuel Zavsky there brings down from the Sefer Magen Avais from Amarche Benet, I tried to look it up. I couldn't find it in the Sefer Magen Avos, but he brings it down Mishmai. There are blesses only Mechayev and a Toldah B'makam Av, or two Toldahs. Mashen came Malachas Harbi Me'ei Malacha Achas, two Avos, then are blesses not Mechayev. An Av and a Toldah have a different shame. Two Toldahs of the same Av have a different shame. But these two Avos are Mamish the same thing. It's Mamish the same shame. A blesser holds it in that case, he's masking the only Chayev one. Vizel be miyushin the taisis that this mishnah is kachdim with Rabbi Lezer. The emes is like Rav Shmuel Zavsky points out, the Gemara in Krisus says lahed you not that way. The Gemara in Krisus brings this mishnah. It's on that tezayinam abeis to say not like Rabbi Lezer, but as a pilpul there, the Rambam learned that some achleikus asugius the Gemara in Krisus and the Gemara in Shabbos. Then come Malkam Laharich. But Al Kabbana, that's also clear in the Rambam, whether you say Chdimzer or Blazer or not, but that's clear in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't learn that Aisim Lachas Harbe Meim Lach Achas means Toldos. Two Toldos are the same Av. It means two Avais that are the same Malacha. So it's different than the Sefer, which is talking about a Toldo and Malkam Av. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered. Why it says Kal Godel Amr B'Shabbos? What's Kal Godel, a big Kal? Smart first says, maybe stam, since it says another klal, so it is the klal gadol, as opposed to the other one, which is not as gadol. And Bashmit Dorsi, you find the same thing, it says klal gadol, because there's another klal, which is not as gadol. But the Gemara problem is, by Meiser, it also says another klal, and it doesn't say klal gadol. So the Gemara says that Shabbos and Shvi'ah says Avos and Toldos. So that's why it could be called the klal gadol, because it's about something which is gadol and has avos and toldos. Mashenkin Maisa doesn't have avos and toldos. It's not about something which is gadol, so therefore it doesn't say klal gadol. So Taisus asks the kasha that a maid cotton, there's a man yomim that says that only avos are asur, not toldos. But he says midarabanan it's asur. The zichah told us of the malachas are asur by shmita midarabanan. So you have by shmita zriya ksira zmira and betzira, they're all asur. And then you have the Toldos, which are also either Midiraisa or Midirabana. So, in fact, Taisa Kasha by Maisa, also you find things are also Midirabana. Midiraisa, you need Dog and Tirish and Yitzer, which is the Shita of Taisus and Rei Vishenim. And the only thing that has a din Maisa Midiraisa is Dog and Tirish Vyitzer, grain, like the Chamishis Mine Dogon, Tirish is wine, and Yitzer is oil. And Midirabana and everything else. So, Mel also has Avis and Toldos. So, Taisa says a Madna Lashin, that Avos and Toldos is lo shayech lahaskir Avos and Toldos memili de lespe iser malachas. Avos and Toldos are only by malachas. By malacha is an av malacha and a toldo malacha. Things that aren't malachas, you don't have Avos and Toldos. So the Rashi Chedushim already asked the kasha, what do you mean? A lot of times it says Avos and Toldos when it doesn't have an iser malacha. We have Avos Nezikin. Arba Avos Nezikin, it says. And the Gemara says Avos Mechaldik and Toldos. We have Avos Atuma. In the first parak of Kalim, Avos Mechaldik Atoldos. And we have Arba Avos Negoim. We have Avos Negoim, I mean, not Arba. Avos Negoim, Shtayim Shein Arba. We have two Avos Negoim and two Tolos Negoim. So you see, clearly there's a thing of Avos and Tolos, but that is the Malacha. As they affect the Rashba. So the Marsha says that what Taisus means is, I've added this other Avos and Tolos, and my Meister also this Avos and Tolos, that the Reis is an Av and the Rabbanon is a Tolda. But to say Klal Gadol because of Avos and Toldos, that's only by Issa Melacha, then the fact that you have Avos and Toldos makes it a Klal Gadol. Mashenkin, if there's no Issa Melacha, even though you have Avos and Toldos, but the Avos and Toldos don't make it into a Klal Gadol. Chaya, besides not fitting into the Lashon of Taisus, it's very sure what the Svara should be. Why should it be that way? That they both have Avos and Toldos? But since this is an Issa Melacha, the Avos and Toldos say it's a Klal Gadol, and this is not an Issa Melacha, so the Avos and Toldos don't say it's a Klal Gadol. But the other Mefarshim learn differently. The Marshal, the Maram, the Pnei Yeshua, and others, they learn that in Chinami, there's no such thing as Avos and Toldos by Meiser. But what does Taisus mean it's only by Melacha? Taisus doesn't mean it's only by Melacha. Taisus means it's only by something where there is a substantive difference between the Avos and the Toldos. Not just one happens to be the Reis, the one's the Rabbanon. But by Malachas, the Avos are Muchashiv and Malacha. That's why they're called Avos. Not only because they're in the Mishkan, but they're Muchashiv and Malacha. Or by Nezikin, it's a Muchashiv and Mazik. It's not only because it's in the Torah. It's a Muchashiv and Mazik. By Negoa Muso, it's a stronger color. By Tuma, Avos HaTuma, it's because Makarit, the Toldos are the Rishon L'Tumah, right? It's a stronger Tumah because the Avos are Matami the Toldos. And the Toldos now, the Avos could be Matami Adam and Kalim, and the Toldos can't. So it's a stronger thing. Mashen came by Meiser, all it is different Minim. You have Minim, they're all Minim. You have Dog and Tirush and Yitzhak, and you have other Minim. There's no Be'etzim strength of this Min. It happens to be the Torah said this is Chayv Meiser. And this was not Chayim Midereis, it's Chayim Midereabonon. But there's no reason why this is an Av, and this is a Tolda. That's how the Maram says it. Karav Luzen, a Mashal, a Pnei Yeshua, a Chsam Seifa, they won't call the Toldas of Maisa Toldas, even though they're Derabonon. Now the Gemara has the problem that according to Bar Kapara, by Maisa what's Avos and Toldas, so the Gemara says a different Tam, that Gadol Einshel Shel Shabbos Yesu Mishel Shvius. Shabbos is more Gadol than Shvius. It's more encompassing. Why? Because Shabbos is Bein B'Tolosh Bein B'Mechubur, and Shvius is B'Tolosh Lesser B'Mechubur Issa. And Shvius is more encompassing than Meiser, because it's Meichel Adam, Meichel Behema. Meiser is only Meichel Adam, and the Gemara goes on with Meiser and Peah. So Rashi and Taisus argue, what does it mean B'Tolosh? Rashi says it was Tolosh before Shvius, because things that were Tolosh on Shvius do have Kedusha Shvius. So Shvius is Negei B'Tolosh, if it's Tolosh on Shvius. So Rashi says it's Tolosh before Shvius, that you don't have. Mashenken B'Shabbos, even things that are Tolosh before Shabbos, you still have it. But Taisus says we're not discussing Kedusha Shvius, because that you don't have that Isser by Shabbos altogether. There's no Isser Achila by Shabbos. By Shabbos, all you have is an Issa Melacha. We're going to have to discuss the Issa Melacha. So we're discussing the Issa Melacha. The Issa Melacha by Shvius is only by Mechubur. Mashenken, the Issa Melacha by Shabbos is even by Tolosh. He brings you Yishalmi, Shabbos Chol Al HaKol, Shvius Chol Al HaVedis HaOretz Bulvad. It's in the Taitzis Chaim from Nachum Zemba in Simen Ches. He brings a letter from another Gadol in Poland, Rabbi Avraham Lifteverr, that he said he's bothered by the Svara here. Shabbos, there are different malachas that are also in Shabbos that aren't malacha, that aren't also by Shvius. That makes it Gadol Einish. The fact that by Shabbos Melachas Ksiva is also and by Shvius Melachas Ksiva is not also makes it Gadol Einish. It's not Minyana, it's not Min B'minei B'chlal. It's very bothered by that. By Shabbos, a lot of things that are also cooking, lighting fires, and this, you don't have that by Shvius. That's a pshat that Shabbos is bein b'tolosh, bein b'mechubur, and Shvius is only b'mechubur. The malachas that also by Shvius happened to be malachas avedis karka. So Rav Nachum Zemba answered him that he will learn pshat that let's say we're talking about the malacha of Kaitzer. Kaitzer is by both Shabbos and Shvius. And the Gemara says, Tafkuf Chesem and Aleph, that if you take off a mushroom from a pail, a mushroom is growing on a pail, and you take off the mushroom from a pail, you chayim mishum kaitzer. So you see, it's not mechubal lekarka, but it's makam gidulah. You eiker davar from makam gidulah, you chayim mishum kaitzer. Mashenkein shvius, kaitzer is also asr by shvius, but only from something which is taka mechubal lekarka, not like a mushroom that's on a pail. So in the same malach of ktsira, Shabbos includes more. Shabbos includes talish, and shvius only includes mechubal lekarka. When Rabbi Avraham Lifter wrote back, he wrote back another example, like Zriya, that the Rambam brings in Parakhas Locha Beis, that if you soak wheat or barley in water and make sprouts, that's Zriya. But that would only be by Shabbos. By Shvius, you'd have to actually put it in the ground. Like hydroponic growing would be Zriya by Shabbos, but not by Shvius. But I don't think the whole Shaila is so schwer. I mean, Enechanami does align that the more malachas asa by Shabbos by Shvius, I think, would be called the Klal Gadol. And especially because, and this is what I think the Gemara means, Bein Betolosh, Bein Bemechubar, that Shabbos is a Chavis Gavra. Shabbos is that the Guf has to be Shavis. Not negated to anything else in the world. Not negated to Karka, Metalpum, Mechubar, Tolosh. The Guf has to be Shavis. The Guf has malachas that it can't do. Mashenk and Shvius, it's the goof doing them in the karka. It's a combination. If a shav sa'aretz, a shishisha sa'aretz, then a person can't do malacha in the karka. But the person himself can do as much malacha as he wants. It's a malacha in the karka that's the problem. So that's what makes Shabbos more klal gadol than shvius. And only the kasha is so stark. Al Kapanim wanted to say over from the daily Poland, Nachem Zember of Ram Luftava. Now, there's a Perish Mishnayis Rambam, which is a bissel shver. The Perish Mishnayis says that the reason why it says Klal Gadol is because Shabbos is a more chomer than other ancient because it's beskila. That's why it's called Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol is because it's more chomer. It's beskila. So the Mashash tells like the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says Gadol ancient Shabbos Yeshiv Shvius the Ilu Shabbos Isa Bein Betalish Bein Mechumer. Ilu Shvius Betalish Lesa Mechumer Isa. And then they do with the fact that the Einish is bigger, that there's a bigger Einish, one's Beskila and one's Balav. It just means, Gadol Einish means that the Isurim are more qualistic, they encompass more things. So the Marsha says that Vaisis the Rambam went like this, that there's two Tainim. First of all, Gadol Einish shall Shabbos, Eisim shall Shvius, and that's because Shabbos is Skila and Shvius is not. And second of all, like it would say, V'ilu Shabbos is the main Betalash Mechubar, V'ilu Shvius Betalash Yasim Mechubar Issa. So he says, you have to then say that God will Ainshah Shal Shvius Yasim in the Maises, like the Medrash says, Rashi brings it down, that Shvius causes Churban Aretz. There's more ancient for Shvius than there is for Maiser. And the God will Ainshah Shal Maiser Yasim Yashal Peya. It's because by Maiser, if you don't take Maiser's Tevil, Tevil is a Chi of Misa. Mashen came Peya, you don't have a Chi of Misa if you don't take Peya. So saying two things. That's how he wants to learn up. But it's interesting why the Ram brought down one and not the other. Ram should have brought down both. Maybe Kishtel Tzu, there's a Taisis Yantif in Azar Perikei Mishnei that says about a Pirish Mishnai Staka that learns a Mishnah, not like the way the Gemara learns, that he says he thinks you're allowed to explain the Mishnai different than the Gemara explains the Mishnai. He says, just like you find the Rishonim explain the Psukim different than the Midrashim or the Gemara explains the Psukim, because anyone who wants could explain the Psukim. When it comes to Halacha, you have to listen to the Gemara. You can't say a different Halacha than the Gemara. Any Halacha, you have to go exactly like the Gemara. If it's not Negeil Halacha, you could say your own Pirish. Very interesting to read from the Taisus Yamtif. So maybe that's what the Rambam was doing. He wasn't going with the Gemara. Maybe he's saying his own Pirish. But Sarachim Bezeh. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says that Shvius is more than Maisa because Shvius is by Machal Behema and Maisa is only by Machal Adam. And according to Bar Kapara that has Kal Gadol by Maisa, Maisa is more than Peya because Maisa is by Teina and Yerek and Peya is not by Teina and Yerek. Because the Klal by Teina is in five things. It has to be Eichel, it has to be Machal Adam, it has to be Nishma, not Hefker. It has to be Gedulim and Aretz as opposed to Kamei Mupatrius. And all these three things by Maiser also. Maiser also is only by Eichel, by Michael Adam. It's only by Nishmar, not by Hefker, and it's only by Gdulim in the Arts. But then you have two things by peah which you don't have by meiser. L'kitasa ka'achas, it has to be able to harvest it all at once. Lafuke te'ena, and like Taisa says, many other trees are like te'ena, that the fruit get ripe at different times, so it's not harvested together. And it has to be machnisa l'kiyam, it has to be something which could be stored. Lafuke yerek, which can't be stored. Wine, grain could be stored, grapes could be stored as wine, olives can be stored as oil, but yerek can't be stored, has to be eaten right away. Now, as a machlekes rishainim, if these chalukim by peya deraisa derabana, Rashi says you learn it out because by pey it says katsir. Ma katsir miyuchat sheyesh bekal elu, that's from the Torah's kainim, Parashas Kedeshim. Rashi brings a pasuk. Rashi's mashmitz deraisa. And can't rishainim all the way? The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph brings the pasuk. It's mashmitz from the Rambam, it's deraisa. And the Taiz Rosh here brings down 2 days about it, and also a Nida, and Avnunam and Aleph. Taiz Rosh also brings down 2 days. And the Ramban also here says that it's Deraisa. The Ramban is not an Asnach, it's Deraisa. So it's Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam and the Taiz Rosh brings from Rabbeinu Peiris. And also the Chedushi Aran brings from the Ra'ah, and it's really in this, and the Ridvo also here, B'Shem the Rashbam. And also in the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Reish Tezayin, all these Rishonim hold that it's Deraisa. But Tosis argues, Tosis over here, the Mask of Ilu Peya, and he says the same thing in Nida Daf Nunam and Aleph, and Psachim Daf Nunvavim and Beis, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudvezim and Aleph. The Chedushi Rashba holds that way here, and the Rash in the beginning of Peya Mishnah Dalad, and also the Yireim, and also the Ridvo holds this way. I'm getting these Mar Mekaymus a lot from the Chaim Knievsky in his Derech Amuna. Halakabonim, it's a big machlekes Rishenim if it's deraisa derabanan. Taisus says it's derabanan because Taisus holds that mi deraisa it's only dogan tirish and yitzar. Because katsu means dogan, and then it says kisach b'zisecha le'sefarecherecha, which is also an inyan of, and kisivsa karmecha. So the psukim can bring it by katsu and by karim and by Zayas, and that's all it is. That dog and tirish v'yitz are just like meiser, and this is the das of Revi Shaina by chumas and meisus that it's dafka dog and tirish v'yitz. The Rambam holds even by chumas and meisus, all ilanis are mechuyev and chumim v'deraisa. Just meiser yerek is the rabbanan. But Revi Shaina holds it's dafka dog and tirish v'yitz by meiser. But even if you say meiser is dog and tirish v'yitz, because that's what it says, reishes the gan chitereish v'yitzarecha. And Maisa the Gon Chitereshu Vitzarecha, but doesn't say that by Peya clearly. But many times learns away by Peya also. And the Teres Kainim that learns out from Katsir, it has to be Eichel Venishma, but many times holds it's a Asmachta like many things in the Teres Kainim. Now, according to Taisus, there's an obvious question. If you see by Maiser that Dog and Tirish Vitzar are Chayiv the Maiser, and the Rabbanan were married by everything which is Eichel and Nishma and Gedulim and Akarka, so why by Peah did they add another two Tanam of Machnisei Lekiyim and Likitase Ka'achas? If it's Deraisa, Sal Kapanim, like the Taisus Arush says from Rabbeinu Peiris and other Rishainim, if it's Deraisa, the Subshat's like this, by Meiser, only Dug and Tirish V'Yitzur, Chayiv V'Meiser, Chazal wanted that you should get used to Meiser, make all the Minim Chayiv V'Meiser. And once they make all the Minim Chayiv V'Meiser, they weren't mechalik between mechnisa l'kiyam unat or l'kitasa ka'achas. It's not negeya to meisa. It's negeya to peya. They made all minim chayiv and meisa. Mashenkin peya. Anyway, all minim chayiv and peya. It's just that you need l'kitasa ka'achas and mechnisa l'kiyam. So for that alone, Chazal didn't go and be mesakin more. But according to Ben Etam, when midrash is exactly the same thing, dog and tirish v'yitzar by meisa, dog and tirish v'yitzar by peya. So vas epis they were masakin more by meisa than by peya. It's a power. Hazak Tais is a logical reason. By meisa there's no reason to exclude likidasa ka'achas or machnisa l'kiyim, but by peya there is, because peya is for aniyim. So we don't want to be masakin a matanif in aniyim that's just going to drive them crazy. He's not going to gain anything from it. If they could store it machnisa l'kiyim, so it makes sense. If they can't store it, so why should we give it to them? They can't do anything with it anyway. They can't store it. Or if it's the kitasa ka'achas, so then they know when he's harvesting it. They'll be able to time themselves when he's finishing the harvest. and be able to take the payah. Mashen Kane, if it's not like Katasa Kachas, so how do they know when he's going to finish the harvest? They'll never know. They'll be waving around and getting all frustrated. It doesn't pay. So, Mel, that's why they weren't masakin it. The Ramban seems to learn, even though the Ramban, like we said, holds a steiraisa, the Ramban says, but they would have been masakin it, just like they were masakin by Maisa, if not for this tam. But other Rishayim say to Vart that once anyway, most of it's mechuyiv without the takana, they wouldn't bother making a takana for just this. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri read this a little bit more. What's the svara? Why they were masakin by Mechnisa, why they weren't masakin more by Peah as opposed to Meiser? But finally, for the Rambam holds that Elonis are chayiv a Meiser, and still they added Yerokais. So why don't they just add by Peah, Yerek, and Teena? So the Avi Ezri of Shach, it's in Matnas Niim Perek Beis Alach Aleph, if not in the Rambam, he says there's a big difference. If certain minim are chayiv and certain minim are potter, so it makes sense Chazal want to expand the chiyuv to the minim that are potter. But pay, it's not a vart of minim. It's not that there are minim that are potter. All minim are chayiv by peya. And the Torah gave a tnai in the harvest, that the harvest is a minsart harvest, that it's l'kidasa ka'achas, and that it's machnisa l'kiyim. It's a din in the katz, it's not a din in the min. Vegetables are potter from ma'isa l'dasa Rambam. But vegetables aren't potter from peya. Let's say onions, or things that are machnisa l'kiyim, or if you make pickles, whatever you're going to be able to store, even if it's a vegetable, it's going to be chayiv and peya. And trees, according to the Rambam, are chayiv and ma'isa midaraisa. But in peya it depends. There has to be l'kadasa ka'achas. So Chazal would expand the minim. The certain minim that are chayiv midaraisa, and certain minim that are pata midaraisa, Chazal would say, no, we want all minim to be chayiv. Anything which is eichel, and Nishma and Gedulim min Haaretz. But by Peah, it's not a vart to minim. All minim are chayiv in Peah. It's a vart in Kotzer. It's a particular type of harvest that the Torah is mechayiv Peah for this harvest. Then Mehecha Teisach Chazal would go and be mechayiv Peah for a different type of a harvest. In front, you have Teisach Svarah that this harvest is less likely to benefit the Ani. But the Rav Shach was mashma min the Svarah. It's not Mehecha Teisach. If the Pshat is they expanded it and made more minim, then you have the kasha, why don't they do it by peya? But if the pshat is, it wasn't the word of minim, they expanded it, made more minim by peya, it's the word of the katzir. So it's not a kasha, why they didn't say another type of katzir is chayiv and peya. They weren't mechayiv the other type of katzir, only the katzir of the Torah was mechayiv.